The Eddie Basha Collection is a gallery created by the late Arizona supermarket owner Eddie Basha. It houses pieces he collected for more than 40 years. Did you know the Basha Art Gallery is the largest privately owned collection of contemporary Western American art in the country?
Primarily the works done in our Western American collection are done by members of the Cowboy Artists of America. And then we also have a Native American collection, and all those pieces are done primarily by tribes indigenous here to the Southwest as well.
Tammy Fontaine is the gallery director. She's been with the company for 30 years and helped Basha create this exhibit.
We don't really do tours because we don't have the staffing for it. For the size of collection, it's probably an unheard of thing, but it's just the way Eddie wanted it to be.
This 11,000-square-foot gallery is located at the company headquarters at the site of the first Basha store in South Chandler. It's named the Zelma Basha Salmary Gallery, after Eddie Basha's aunt, an artist herself and the reason Basha began his appreciation for the arts. After graduating from Stanford University with a history degree, he began purchasing pieces of art that depicted Western history. Over the years, his interest grew, and so did his collection, well beyond his home space. In 1994, Basha dedicated a portion of the headquarters into a gallery.
There's about 3,000 pieces between the paintings, the drawings, the watercolors, the sculptures, the katsina carvings, the jewelry collection, the miniature pottery, the seed pot collection, the gun collection.
There are also about 400 handmade baskets from Southwestern indigenous peoples, many made between the late 1800s to the early 20th century. Basha handpicked each of the items in the gallery.
Eddie knew all of the artists. At one time or another, he met them. That was actually part of his joy and pleasure of collecting art, was being able to meet and befriend the artists.
That means each piece is an original work. More than 100 artists have their art on display here, including John Clymer, Joe Beeler, and Howard Terpning, and American Indian artists Larry Yazzie, Cecil Kalniptua, and David Johns.
And it's a way for he and for the Basha family to say thank you, to open up its doors and let the public come and take a look at the collection.
No new piece of art has been purchased since Eddie Basha's death in 2013. He was the purchaser of the pieces, and it was his passion that filled the room. The gallery continues to be open to the public. For KJZZ News, I'm Nadine Arroyo Rodriguez.